Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your boy A-Rod gets his head coach fired in week five, dude. Well, I cannot wait for your reaction to the news. The Jets have fired Robert Saleh.
Well, Robert Saleh got fired because Aaron Rodgers threw three interceptions. He got fired because Aaron Rodgers decided not to come to camp because he had something else planned right when they were going to go to camp. Because Aaron Rodgers decides that he doesn't want to have his coach talk to him, so he shoved him off. This is exactly what happens when you get – look, that man is a megalomaniac. He thinks everything is about him, and he thinks he's untouchable. But the whole thing is the Jets are going to do just what the Jets normally do. They're going to crash. Aaron is not going to help them out. I mean, I told you I don't like the dude, and it's not about his football because he's an ass, point blank. And this is proving that.
Dude, if this was about football, and maybe there's some behind-the-scenes stuff we're unaware of, right? I am confident over the
There's no behind-the-scenes stuff we don't know. We see what Aaron Rodgers is all the time. This guy is one of the best quarterbacks to ever play in the history of football, and the Packers couldn't wait to get rid of his ass. Now this happens. All of a sudden, when he finally – tell Woody Johnson where to go, then he's going to decide that he can't deal with him either, and he'll let him go as well.
Well, what there will be, undoubtedly, is whether it's water carrying or not, and it probably is, there will be some stories out of Florham Park about the stuff Saleh was doing that players didn't like or other coaches didn't like or the front office or whatever it is, blah, blah, blah. There will be some sort of let's try to sell this thing.
They can sell what they want. I saw on TV how he basically told the coach to get the bleep out his way, okay?
Well, B,
I saw that.
Think about this, dude. They just fired Saleh for the last 3 years. He's a defensive head coach. Last 3 years, their defense has been top five in yards allowed.
Totally.
This year, they're second in yards allowed, fifth in points allowed through five games.
Yeah.
They're siding with the guy that just threw three picks, including a pick six, and another pick late in the game when you're driving to win against the Vikings.
Hey, man, you go down with the bus, and that's what they've done. They are going down with the guy that they brought in and did whatever. Basically, Saleh didn't want Aaron Rodgers. We know that. Woody Johnson wanted Aaron Rodgers. And this happens. We lived it here in D.C. I heard you talking about it earlier when we were trying to get connected with all this stuff that doesn't work right here. But the ultimate thing is, he wanted him. The coach didn't want him. He forced him upon him. And then when you give a player that much power, you're going to always have problems.
Dude, we've seen it here. And the biggest joke of this is, because of Rodgers being able to demand whatever he wants, your OC, who if you're going to fire the DC, typically you promote the OC. Or there's somebody further down. Like when the Raiders fired McDaniels, they were like, screw it, we're gonna give Antonio Pierce a shot because he has some natural charismatic leadership about him, right?
Yeah.
Like, and that usually happens way later in the year. But usually if you're firing one side, you're promoting the other. And in this situation, because Rodgers got to hand pick his own OC in Hackett, who was proven to be a complete joke as a head coach in Denver for a season where he got fired. He was 4-11. They had to fire. It was a disaster. So they couldn't promote Hackett. Like, whatever attempts, and God bless the Jets PR people. They were pretty cool to us when we were there. They got their hands full over the next 48 hours / 10 weeks. But there's no way you could promote Hackett with a straight face because he was terrible at it, and the only reason you're doing it is because of that's who Rodgers wants. So you fire the defensive head coach who's running good defense to promote the DC?
No, what they're going to do is promote – they basically just promoted the QB. He's the head coach,
right.
Okay? To hell with all of that other stuff, he's the head coach. Listen, man, Saleh has been sitting there watching over this stuff. He's telling the DC what to do. So you make the DC the head coach because you know what? You know Hackett is a hack job. He's horrible.
Right.
Is Aaron Rodgers now, listen, man, you can be as good as you want, but when your personality and your way screw a team up, it's time for you to go too. You know, believe me, nobody's going to miss him. If another quarterback comes in there right now and start playing better, believe me, they'll let you know what they truly feel about him. They know now you better not say nothing about Aaron because you won't be on that football team.
Agreed. Jeff, you've got Wendy there. Now, today's our first ever Does Wendy Know Who's Who segment. Give Wendy the headphones and the microphone. B, we've got Wendy here. We're doing our Does Wendy Know Who This Is segment. Now, Wendy, tell the folks how long you've worked in sports radio, because it's been a long time.
I have not been in sports radio that long. I've been in radio 15 years.
15 years. And how much of that has this station been part of what you do?
Since COVID. So 2020, four
okay.
years.
So 4 years.
All right, yeah.
And Wendy, I love when you come around. At the top of the list, you're a very nice person. Number two on the list, you often provide a van that somehow produces Litos.
And number three, you dog Jeff out.
We love how you dog Jeff out, okay? But Wendy, whether it's only tangentially or what, you do kind of work in sports, right? At least in some capacity. Like, you're here right now. This is sports.
Yes.
Okay. So let's play our first version of this. Wendy, who is Robert Saleh? You got to give us an answer.
I don't have a clue.
Just give us your best guess. Maybe he runs accounting for Deloitte.
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh.
It's literally on the television in front of you.
He's the Jets head coach.
What just happened?
Well, he was the Jets head coach. He got fired.
All right, Wendy.
Oh, it says it at the bottom now.
Now, this one you got to know. Who is Aaron Rodgers?
He plays football.
For who?
Green Bay.
Close.
Yeah. Well, he just got Robert Saleh fired.
Yeah, he got Robert Saleh fired.
Oh, okay.
Who's Jordan Love?
I don't know these people.
He plays football for Green Bay.
Oh, okay.
He replaced Aaron Rodgers.
Oh. See, Aaron Rodgers used to play for Green Bay.
Correct.
I was
close.
Yeah, you're right. You're on it. Who's Austin Eckler?
I've never heard of these people a day in my life.
Do you ever listen to our program?
No.
He's
working too hard.
Unless you guys miss contesting, which you did yesterday.
What'd we miss?
The Africa Cup.
It wasn't on me. I stick to the sheet, baby.
No, you don't.
Wendy, who's Jaden Daniels?
He plays for the Commanders.
There we go.
What position?
I don't know.
Come on. You know this.
Come on, Wendy. He's a top dude. If you know who he is, he must
yes.
play what position. Okay.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Let's get her off.
Wendy, who's Dan Quinn?
The coach for the Commanders.
Yeah! You're hot.
There we go.
You are hot. You want to go one more?
Sure.
Who's Josh Harris?
Owner of the Commanders.
Boom! Three in a row.
There you go, Wendy.
Eat it. Wendy, thank you for your time. This has been riveting. Nobody go anywhere. Barstool Nate joins us next.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.